listener production.
Good evening, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The Homicide Squad is looking into the death of a woman in the Perth CBD this afternoon. The woman, who is yet to be formally identified, collapsed on Wellington Street. Paramedics rushing her to Royal Perth Hospital around 1:50, but she later died. Detectives believe she may have been in an altercation beforehand. A man has been flown to Royal Perth Hospital after becoming trapped in a crane that toppled over in Perth's north. Emergency crews worked for 2 hours to free the man from the 100-tonne vehicle at a Wanneroo worksite. He sustained serious injuries. WorkSafe is investigating. The West Coast Eagles say they're supporting rising star Rhett Bazzo following the death of his mum on Saturday night. The body of Kylie Bazzo recovered overnight after a boat crashed into a pylon in the Mandurah estuary, the incident also claiming the life of another woman. While Dockers forward Sam Switkowski has offered the club's condolences.
On behalf of the Freo Footy Club, just wanted to extend our deepest sympathies to Rhett Bazzo and his family after the terrible tragedy happened to his mother.
The Federal Health Minister has declared strengthening Medicare is Labor's highest priority. There are calls to modernise the system, which could include expanding rebates. Mark Butler says a number of options are being explored.
Too many Australians simply can't get the care that they need. Too many are ending up instead in hospital emergency departments, placing even more pressure on an already very, very stressed hospital system.
In sport, Aryna Sabalenka is through to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open, beating Belinda Bencic in straight sets. She's told Channel 9 she's happy she kept her emotions in check.
That negative emotion is not going to help you on court, and you just have to stay strong and believe no matter what, and do everything you can to get back in the score.
While Aussie Alex de Minaur is currently on court against Novak Djokovic for a spot in the quarters. And Fremantle's Sam Switkowski says the injuries that plagued his 2022 season are now behind him.